May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we hear Jesus speak about what it means to be his followers, people of the kingdom of God. Now in some ways it seems fitting that we hear Jesus' words in the same month that we celebrate Valentine's Day. Because at the heart of what Jesus is telling us today is love. The love Jesus calls his disciples into and draws us into is not the world's love of self, a love that serves us, nor does he call us into some sentimental type of love. The love Jesus calls and draws us into is divine love. It's the love of God, his amazing grace poured out on the world. Is the divine love of God poured out on the world from the wounds of his Son dying on the cross? And this love is a love filled with grace for all people, good and bad. It's the love of God who shows love, mercy, and forgiveness, not to people we like, but to all. To love like God and his Son, Jesus Christ, is to love our enemies and do good to those who hate, curse, and abuse you. Why? Because our love and our behavior is not determined on how other people treat us. To love those who love us and hate those who hate us, well, Jesus says that's what sinners do. We love all people regardless of how we are treated because it is our character to love this way. Because we are children of our Heavenly Father. We are children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the grateful. Our relationship with Christ is what determines our actions. The ones who harm us and treat us badly do not get to have that power over us. They do not get to determine and shape who we are, how we act, and how we react. The love of God that Jesus draws us into through holy baptism and nourishes us through his word and at his table is a radical love, a cruciform, self-giving love. It's not the world's love that says, look at me, look what I did. It's not the world's love that says, above all else, love yourself, get all that you can get to be happy. Be good only to those who give you kudos back and crush those who are your enemies. Jesus explains that God's love calls us to not judge and to condemn our neighbor, but to forgive them. Too often we are too quick to judge and condemn others without knowing the true heart of someone or the whole story. We'd rather find fault in someone else and blame them for something than admit our own failures, our own faults, and look at ourselves. Jesus calls us to put our energy and our effort in taking care of our own sin instead of judging others for theirs. He calls us to show people grace because that is what we desire when we have done wrong. A judging heart, a condemning heart is a prideful, self-righteous heart. Is a heart without love, a heart without grace, and therefore it is a heart without Christ. Our pride and lack of humility keeps us from seeing our own wretched sinfulness and our own need for God's mercy and forgiveness. And sadly, those who judge and condemn others keep themselves from being open to receive God's mercy and forgiveness offered in Jesus Christ. and they bring divine judgment and condemnation on themselves. For those who give with a joyful heart, showing mercy and forgiveness because God first showed them mercy and forgiveness, they will receive the abundant grace of God in Christ Jesus. With humble hearts, we show mercy and forgiveness, seeing that we were and we are people in need to be forgiven, people in need to receive the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. Because we, the people of God, the church, are a vessel of God who has received Christ's abundant love, we are able to share His abundant love to others in need. So the love in us of Christ can be poured out into the world, so others too can know that they are forgiven, that they too can receive mercy, that they too are loved. Amen.